It's Wednesday, October 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that Fulani Muslim herdsmen killed 70 Christians in central Nigeria, Africa last week. Herdsmen also injured 100 Christians in the area recently, displacing thousands. Local officials are calling for people to defend themselves given the national government's inability to curb the violence. Please, pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria, Africa, ranked 9th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Britain's National Health Service is now urging caution in treating children pretending to be the opposite sex, saying it is generally a, quote, transient phase, end quote. New proposals from the NHS, quote, reflect evidence that in most cases, gender incongruence does not persist into adolescence, end quote. The new approach comes after Tavistock Center shut down. It was the only medical facility in the United Kingdom dedicated to offering puberty blockers and mutilating surgeries for people with gender confusion. Last Friday, a California court ruled in favor of a Christian baker who refused to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding ceremony in 2017. Kathy Miller owns Tastries Bakery in Bakersfield, California, and has faced years of litigation for her Christian beliefs about marriage. In a 2017 interview, Miller said she could not violate her conscience or scripture.
Our family are Christians. We love everyone. God created everyone. There's certain things that violate my conscience. My conscience will not allow me to participate in things that I feel are wrong. That's based on scripture.
1 Peter 3, verses 15 and 16 says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." Meanwhile, a U.S. federal appeals court ruled that David Daleiden and other pro-life activists must pay $2.4 million in fines to Planned Parenthood for conducting an undercover investigation of the abortion giant. The investigation exposed Planned Parenthood's harvesting and selling of baby body parts. The Thomas More Society is representing Daleiden and will appeal the decision. Peter Breen, vice president of the legal group, said, quote, "This decision provides a roadmap for large corporations to shut down and bankrupt investigative journalists who would expose their wrongdoing," end quote. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." As the November 8th midterm election draws close, Reuters reports the White House is bracing for potentially losing both chambers of Congress. Voter support for Democrats surged in the summer, but is now stalling. Meanwhile, recent polls show that Republicans are gaining ground in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. In the last couple of months, ABC News and 538 reports that generic ballot polls are moving toward Republicans. 538 also says that most candidates who think the 2020 presidential election was rigged are favored to win their races. The National Assessment of Educational Progress released their latest report card for U.S. kids this week. Student reading and math scores dropped to lows not seen since the 1990s. The learning setback was evident across every state in the wake of COVID-19 policies that suspended in-person learning. And finally, a new Rasmussen survey found that most Americans say they are religious, but only a minority attend religious services weekly. 69% of U.S. adults consider themselves religious, up from 57% in June of 2021. Respondents also report how much they attend religious services. 41% rarely attend or never attend. 21% attend occasionally. 13% attend at least monthly. And 21% attend at least weekly. 42% of respondents said the U.S. would be better off if more people attended religious services on a regular basis, while 30% said it would not make a difference. The study found that married respondents were much more likely to say they were very religious compared with non-married respondents. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.